Today, Monday, March 24, 2014. It is 4 p.m. We're in the city chambers, and I call the Fire Rescue District Governing Body regular meeting to order. Those present, Commissioner Yates, Vice Mayor DeFranco, Mayor Blucher, Commissioner Jones, Commissioner Cook, City Manager Lewis, City Attorney Robinson, City Clerk Rainbow, Deputy City Clerk Atkins. And for the police, we have two police officers here. Just a couple, I hope everybody has their phones either shut off or at least turned on vibrate. If not, please do that now. There are speaker cards for anybody wishing to speak, either on the topics or we'll have a public comment portion later that will, you can have anything that's, you can speak about anything that is not on the topic. With that, if we'd please all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, Commission, can we have approval of the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion made by Commissioner Jones, seconded by Commissioner Cook to approve the agenda. Seeing no discussion, could we please vote? I need the voting screen, please.
It's a pretty screen.
Nice screen. There we go. It needs to be cleared, I think.
She's already voted.
Okay, and that's the agenda is approved unanimously 5-2-0. Do we have any public comment, Vice Mayor? No.
Not as wait. I think there may be one. Is there a public comment?
Is that public comment for this meeting? Okay. I will ask, since we're not, do you want to speak on more Mineral Springs during our regular meeting?
No.
You want to speak?
No.
Okay. Mr. Cote.
First of all, my name is Ricotta, 8425 Chisbro Avenue. I object to award bid. In my opinion, was so many points illegal, and we're going legally challenge. RFB is not ITN. In order to do RPF, you need to comply with the state law. In my opinion, it's broken. Proposal by each bidder is very questionable. Example, national concession, park and concession, asking $278 an hour. If we multiply this by 8, it's 2,228. If we multiply by 31 days, it's 69,000. Why they bid 48,000? Deficit is $21,000. They willing to lose $21,000 a month to get the award, the bid, lower bid. $21,000, they must jeopardize lots of safety in the operation. and how they recover these losses. Only one way. Probably if they be awarded long term. In my opinion, this jeopardized a safety for a public. 48,000 is enough to employ 9 people only. Losing 21,000 looks like, read my lips, advance bribe by company. They're bribing you, losing 21,000, and you swallow this bite. They stated they are not interested to put short-term bid if they not be awarded long-term bid. Why they don't understand a statement? Then deadline is September the 1st. I like to see, after 26th, of course, after you vote everything, then manager on site have 5 years required experience with water park or associated.
Please summarize. Your time's up.
Thank you.
Thank you. Does anybody wish to pull anything from the consent? Seeing none, I'm ready for a motion.
Move to approve.
Second.
I have a motion made by Commissioner Jones, seconded by Commissioner Cook to approve the consent agenda. Any discussion? Seeing none, please vote. And that's approved unanimously, 5-0. With that, I'll adjourn. Give it a foo. Give it a foo.